You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The UK Health Security Agency says meningitis cases linked to the outbreak in Kent have risen from 15 to 20 and the two young people have died. It's been described as nationally significant and six of the confirmed cases are Group B meningococcal disease. With us is Kingston Mills, who is Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. The fact that the cases are Group B, what's the significance of that, Kingston?
Yeah, good morning. Well, meningitis can be caused by a number of different bacteria and also by certain viruses. And meningococcus B is probably the one that is most likely to cause meningitis. And indeed, the cases in the UK, most of them seem to be associated with meningococcus B. Now, we do have a vaccine against meningococcus B, but it was only introduced in the UK in 2015 and Ireland in 2016. So anyone less than the more than 10 years of age is not going to have been vaccinated. So that's why it can spread in settings where people are in close contact with each other. And that seems to be what happened in Kent.
Now, I use the phrase that I see health authorities using, that it is nationally significant. How worrying is the outbreak in Kent?
I mean, it's worrying for the people that were in contact with those that were infected. I don't think it's nationally worrying or for us here in Ireland. We do have cases of meningococcus disease each year, and the numbers, in fact, have risen. In 2025, there were 23 cases reported so far this year compared with 17 for the whole of 2024. And that's probably a reflection of the slight decrease in the uptake of the vaccine over the last couple of years, because the most susceptible to meningococcal disease are the very young. And these are the people that should be getting vaccinated. Most are, but not all.
How effective is the vaccine?
The vaccine is very effective. You need three doses of it. The children are given it at 2, 4 months and 12 months of age. So three doses gives very high protection. But of course, the people that are in Kent that are coming down with the meningococcal disease are teenagers and young adults, and they wouldn't have had the vaccine. Now, what's happening is they're giving them, people that have been in contact, prophylactic antibiotics, which will, I mean, this disease, is if it's caught early, is treatable by antibiotics. So if you give the antibiotics to somebody who is in contact with them, it should stop those people from getting infected. So that's what they've introduced in the Kent region. Mass use of antibiotics as a short-term measure to prevent further spread.
In terms of in terms of vaccinations generally, what are you seeing in the legacy of COVID in terms of the willingness of people to get vaccinated for a range of illnesses?
Yeah, well, I mean, during COVID, there was a great, embracement of vaccination and people really, the vaccine uptake rate in particular in Ireland was fantastic against COVID. And that translated into other diseases where there was increased uptakes, over 90%. But since then, the uptake has dropped. And this is, it's not really clear why. There's probably a number of reasons. One, a certain amount of complacency and over, killing the message with too much publicity on it, and also adverse publicity about the side effects of vaccination have had a negative impact on uptake of vaccines. But this is a very clear evidence of the importance of vaccination here, because it's clear that people who are not vaccinated are going to be at higher risk than those that are. And the spread of the disease, you know, certain people are carriers of this bacteria, the meningococcus type B bacteria that cause this meningitis. Certain people are carriers, about 10% of the population. They don't get the infection, but they can pass it on to others. And that is the big risk with this. But it's not like COVID where measles, which are highly transmissible infections. Meningococcus is not that transmissible. You have to be in pretty close contact with the person, and usually very often spread by kissing or by saliva contact, and or other close contact, you know, eating with the same implements as someone who's been infected, for example. So it's not as easy to spread as something like COVID or measles or influenza.
Kingston, thank you very much. Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.